A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, cause here we go. ABCDEFGH, I want A plus English.
Hello and welcome to A plus English. I'm Seb.
With Ignis.
And today we are talking about special holidays around the world. Okay, so everybody likes a party.
Yeah, of course.
What holidays do you know, around the world?
Christmas,
I think. Okay, Christmas is a very, very obvious one that we all know. There's also Hanukkah as well, which I think we've talked about before. Hanukkah is the winter festival of Jewish people.
Yeah.
So it's quite similar to Christmas in some of its symbols. But there's lots of others around the world, lots of different cultures, lots of different festivals. So what other ones do we know?
I think in Taiwan and Asia, we have several different festivals, like Dragon Boat Festival.
Okay, yeah, Dragon Boat too, Dragon Boat, Qingming as well.
Yeah.
So you know that there are lots around the world. And it's funny that we're talking about holidays because there is one that India is celebrating right now. And it's one of its most important holidays. And it's called Holi. So, Ignis, have you heard of Holi before? If yes, what is it? And if not, what do you think it is?
I think I heard of Holi before. I think people will use some colorful powders to use in
right.
this kind of holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've seen pictures online. And of course, there is the, I think the Holi Run, the event where people go running and they throw colors. That is also based on Holi. But what is the festival itself? What is the holiday itself? That's what we're going to be talking about in today's article.
Holi, the brightest way to celebrate spring.
It's the start of spring, and around the world, people are celebrating Holi. During this festival, people throw colored powder into the air. They throw it at each other, too. This Hindu festival started thousands of years ago. It marks the beginning of the harvest season. However, it is special in another way, too. During Holi, all the people in India join together and are treated equally. Usually, this is not the case because of India's caste system. People think those of a high caste are better than those of a low caste. Yet everyone is the same at Holi.
Word power!
Powder. Powder. I put my clothes into the washing machine and put in some washing powder. I put my clothes into the washing machine and put in some washing powder. Mark. Mark. A full moon marks the last day of Chinese New Year. A full moon marks the last day of Chinese New Year. To mark 50 years in business, the store had a big sale. To mark 50 years in business, the store had a big sale. Equally. Equally. Annie treated the children equally by giving them the same amount of pizza. Annie treated the children equally by giving them the same amount of pizza. Usually. Usually. My father usually comes home from work at 7 p.m., but sometimes he comes home later. My father usually comes home from work at 7 p.m., but sometimes he comes home later.
认识字汇
Colored Harvest Caste System Cast
Okay, so our article starts like this. It's the start of spring and around the world, people are celebrating holly.
没有错，文章中里面一开始就说了，春天呢，一开始整个世界上人们都在庆祝 holly, 猴历这个节日。那在文章中这个介系词片语 around the world 是指遍布整个世界或者世界各地。那同学可以注意的是，同样的用法我们也可以说 throughout the world 或者 in the world.
Mm-hmm. Right, so springtime, obviously a lot of festivals happen in springtime. It's a very important time around the world. And it says in the article, during this festival, people throw colored powder into the air. Ah, like you said in the introduction.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. 文章中里面这句话的意思是指呢，在这个节庆中，人们会将彩色的粉末丢向空中。这里的 colored 是当形容词用，用来表示被染色过的或者是彩色的。
Mm-hmm. So what is colored? Well, the powder is colored, and that's our first word power word. Powder, it's a noun, and it's spelt P-O-W-D-E-R, powder. We use the word powder to mean anything which is like dust and made up of lots of tiny little bits. To bake bread, for example, we have to use flour, that's 面粉, which is like powder.Also, when you put on makeup, 化妆, you might use powder on your face with a brush. Milk tea, coffee, and other drinks can all come in powder form too. That's why it comes dry in a packet, and you make it into liquid by adding hot water. So now we know that powder can be used in lots of different situations. In the article, we are talking about colored powder or paint powder.But paint can also be a liquid, that's 液体, or even a spray. I put my clothes, so for example, we have an example sentence here. I put my clothes into the washing machine and put in some washing powder. I put my clothes into the washing machine and put in some washing powder.So lots of different types of powder that we can talk about. How do we translate powder?
Yeah, 没有错。Powder 这个字呢，就是指粉末或者粉状物，像是刚刚 Slap 老师提到的做面包使用的面粉，或者女生或者男生也可以啦，化妆使用的蜜粉，又或者是我们在喝即溶咖啡啊等的粉末等等，甚至是生病时候你吃的药粉都是 powder。那同学们，另外可以注意的是 ，powder 也可以当成动词，例如有一个片语叫做 powder one's nose， 就是指女生补妆。妆啊，补粉的意思。那刚刚提到的例句，我把衣服放到洗衣机里，接着放了一些洗衣粉进去。
Mm-hmm. So what are they doing with this paint powder? What are they doing with this colored powder? They throw it at each other too. Okay, so we've got that too there to say that the second sentence, the one we just said, is something else they do with the powder.
没有错。文章中里面也说到了，在这个时候呢，他们也会将彩色粉末丢向彼此。
Mm-hmm. This Hindu festival, that's Holi, started thousands of years ago.
文章中也特别说了，这印度教的节庆呢，在好几千年前就开始了。那同学们这边要留意的地方是，一般来说 thousand 这个字字尾是不会加 s 的，但如果你要表示好几千个、数以千计的，就会在字尾加 s， 变成 thousands of。
Many many thousands.、Yeah. So why is holly important? Well, it marks the beginning of the harvest.Season, right? This is, again, something which is very important in lots of different cultures, the harvest season.
没错。文章中里面提到，它呢，意味着收获季节的开始，或者是它庆祝着收获季节的开始。
So I think, is it important, are the harvest seasons important in Taiwan, in Chinese culture?
In Taiwan, but in old times, I think.
Okay, so a long time ago. Yeah. But we know that India is quite traditional with some of its holidays, so that's probably why it is so important. Now, we also saw the word mark there. That's a verb, and it's spelled M-A-R-K, mark. When something marks something else, it shows that that thing is important. It could be an important change, for example. So 1945 marked the end of World War II, 第二次世界大战. That's because it was the year that World War II ended. So it marked the year that the war stopped. And that was obviously a very important change in World War II. We could also say that March 20th, marks the first day of spring this year. That's because spring begins on that day in 2020. It's also an important change in the seasons. Now, here is an example sentence using mark. A full moon marks the last day of Chinese New Year. A full moon marks the last day of Chinese New Year. Now, the funny thing about mark is it is a very useful word. It's very simple to spell, but you can use it in lots of different ways. And actually, looking at the article, we can actually say that it has two definitions. It's a very special word. People can also mark things too, and that means that they mark a holiday by celebrating it by doing a particular activity or some kind of, or a get-together or maybe a special meal. So we could say that people in India mark Holi by throwing coloured powder at each other. So we use the word, the conjunction by there to show that they use a specific activity, in this case, throwing coloured powder, to mark the occasion. They mark it by throwing coloured powder. They also do other things too, but we'll talk about that more in day two. Lastly, we can also mark something like a piece of paper when we write something on it. Now, this isn't in the article itself, but we could say that Michael, an example person, marked his name on the test paper. That means that he wrote his name on the test paper. Now, here is one last example sentence using mark as we saw it in our second definition. To mark 50 years in business, the store had a big sale. To mark 50 years in business, the store had a big sale.
嗯，没有错。Mark 这个字呢，在文章里面是表示标志或者是意味着的意思，有点像 mean 的字义。在文章中呢，同时 mark 这个字也有庆祝的意思哦。像刚刚例句提到了，满月代表这是春节的最后一天。那例句二呢，我们也提到了，为了要庆祝开店50年，这间商店举办了一个大拍卖。回到课文 ,mark 的动词意思算是蛮多的，例如做记号啊、盖章啊、打分数啊，都是 mark 动词的意思。那当然 ,mark 这个字也可以当成名词用，像是记号、痕迹、目标，甚至是分数都可以。另外我们也提到 ,harvest 这一个字呢，它有名词跟动词的意思。文章里面的 harvest 是当名词用，表示收获季节啊、收获期。那这个字蛮简单，因为动词的时候意思也是一样哦。
Mm-hmm. So we saw two very useful words there. However, getting back to the article, however, it is special in another way too. Right, Holi has a lot of meaning behind it. It's special in lots of different ways.
嗯，没错，文章中也说到了，然而它，这边的它指的是 Holi 节，它呢，在另一方面来说也有特别的意味。
So what are these special other meanings? Well, the article says, during Holi, all the people in India join together and are treated equally. Ah, so kind of similar to like we see in Chinese New Year or Christmas, everybody comes together and they're all treated as equal people.
Yeah, 没有错。在 Holi 节时呢，印度的人民们都会共襄盛举，并且在这个时候人们都是被平等对待的。那同学你要注意的是，在这边呢 are treated 在文法上是一种被动语态的用法。英文中的被动语态句子里面一定要有 be 动词加上 PP， 也就是所谓的 be 动词加过去分词，才会形成被动语态。那这边我们就请讲师帮我们做被动语态的用法讲解。
找亮点。皆さんこんにちは，大家好，我就是志玲姐姐的老公阿基拉德斯，请大家多多指教。哎呀，新闻记者很喜欢问我为什么会喜欢上志玲姐姐呢？其实啊，很久很久以前哦，在我们一起拍电影的时候，我就已经被她的优雅的气质给深深的吸引了。I was attracted。By her elegance， 哎呀，志玲姐姐不止美丽又有智慧，我真的是最幸福的人啦。 英文里面呢有分所谓的主动跟被动语态，差别在哪里呢？比方说金庸写了《倚天屠龙记》哦 ，He wrote this novel， 他写了这本小说。反过来说呢，这本小说是被他写出来的。This novel was written by him。中文呢，我们说被怎么样，其实就是英文里面的被动语态哦。在我们主动的时候呢，主词是人，强调的呢是他这个人，他写了小说的这件事情。但当呢我们改成被动语态，诶，主词呢就变成了这本小说，要强调的呢就是小说被写了。至于是被谁写了，诶，那就相对的不那么重要了。这个呢就是英文里面的被动语态。现在啊，我们知道的呢，有被动语态可以在文章里面来做替换，但是被动语态要怎么使用呢？其实很简单哦，我们就用 be 动词再加上过去分词 PP 就形成了。例如呢，刚刚的被吸引了 ，attract 就改成了 be attracted， 写呢 write 就变成了。Be written， 要记得呢，我们这个 be 动词是随主词跟时态来变化的、哦。例如呢，刚刚我们的小说呢是在过去完成了 ，The novel was written by him。过去式呢，我们第三人称就搭配 was， 后面呢被谁写的，我们就用 by 这个介系词。我们呢可以再看一个例句哦，像是呢我的团体啊从出道以后呢一直有新人进来，现在呢已经有第三代了。 These boys are called Soul Brothers， 这些男孩呢被叫做 Soul Brothers， 因为哦是现在时间有很多个男孩，所以呢我们搭配 are， OK， 被称作我们就用动词 call。 These boys are called Soul Brothers， 这个呢就是我们被动语态的用法咯。
So we know how the passive tense was being used there, but what about that other word equally? Well, equally is an adverb and it's spelt E-Q-U-A-L-L-Y, equally. So equally means that something is being done so that it affects different people or different things in the same way.It comes from the adjective equal, which means the same. In the article, people are treating each other equally. So if you remember that to treat means 对待, then you'll know that this sentence means that people are being nice to everyone in the same way. They're not being mean to one person because they're old or nice to another person because they come from a different culture. They're treating everyone equally. They're treating everyone the same.So what is the opposite of equally? Well, we could say differently. That's just the adjective different with ly there. Remember, we can use ly to create certain adverbs. So for example, Marcia loves all her children equally, but she behaves differently with each of them because they have different personalities. She might be louder with one and quieter with another because maybe one of her children has a bigger personality and another one is a little bit more shy. Here's another example of how we would use equally. We just saw it in that sentence there. Here's another one now. Annie treated the children equally by giving them the same amount of pizza. Annie treated the children equally by giving them the same amount of pizza.
是的 ,equally 这个字呢是当副词用，那这边用来说是前面的动作就是 be treated, 被对待。那同学要注意的是、,equally 这个字呢有平等或相等的意思，所以跟 equally 相反的相反词就是 differently, 表示有差异性的或不一样的。课文例句里面提到 ,Annie 平等地对待孩子们，她给他们每人一样分量的 pizza。
嗯哼 ,so it's a very nice idea to be treated equally.
Yeah, that's right.
But why is it special? I mean, normally,you would expect that everyone should be treated equally all the time. So why do we think this could be special in India during Holi? Well, the article says usually this is not the case because of India's caste system.
嗯，没有错。同学可能会想说，诶，每个人不都应该是被公平对待吗？但文章里面就有提到了，因为印度的种姓制度通常来说并不是这样子的。
嗯 ，Yes, it's very different to how India usually is. Now, usually is our last word power for today. It's an adverb and it's spelled U-S-U-A-L-L-Y. Usually. When we talk about how something usually happens, we mean how it normally happens. So if I usually take the bus to work, for example, then that means from Monday to Friday, unless something special happens, I take the bus to work. That's the way I usually do it. Usually is a type of adverb of frequency. Frequency is a word that means how often something happens. So an adverb of frequency is a special kind of word we can add to our sentences to show how often we do a certain thing. Here are a few examples. I rarely stay up past midnight. Okay, here the adverb of frequency is rarely, and it means seldom or to not do something very often. So if I say I rarely stay up past midnight, that means I don't stay up past midnight very often. Here's another one. I often go to the supermarket on Saturdays. Okay, so I just said often a lot. You're going to know what often means already. So we already know that here I'm saying that I go to the supermarket on Saturdays a lot. And lastly, this party is held monthly. Now here's one useful little tip. With some periods of time like day, week, month, and year, we can add ly to the end to mean that we do this thing every day, every week, every month, or every year. So if a party is held monthly, that means that perhaps every month, maybe on the 10th day of the month, they have a party. Here's one more example sentence, and this is our official example sentence for usually. My father usually comes home from work at 7 p.m., but sometimes he comes home later. My father usually comes home from work at 7 p.m., but sometimes he comes home later. I wish I could come home at 7 p.m.
Yeah,
too.
Me too.
Yeah. Our example sentence has a lucky dad.
没有错。Usually 这个字呢是指通常或者平常的意思。在英文里面 ,usually 它是一个频率副词。其他呢常见的像是 rarely, 很少。而这个字呢本身带有否定性质，它也是一个频率副词。另外 often 或者念 often 都可以，它只是指常常或时常。刚刚例句里面提到了，我父亲通常在晚上七点下班回家，但有时候比较晚。回到课文里面，在文章中这句话 case 是表示名词情况的意思。一般来说呢，同学要注意的是 case 呢有蛮多字义的，例如像盒子啊、箱子。那在文章里面提到的印度，它特有的种姓制度是指 caste system。Caste 原本是指同一个阶级的人，而 caste system 在这边是一个专有名词。System 这个字，系统或是制度，像教育制度呢，我们就可以说 education system.
Right. So we saw there, by the way, a quick bit of pronunciation help there. We saw that we have the word case, which has a long A, and caste, which has a short A, even though it has all those vowels. So one trick you can use when you're reading and you want to know when you need a long A and when you need a short A is if you have an A, then a consonant, then another vowel, normally that's a long A. So for example, we don't say cast, we say case because there is an E at the end of the word. Whereas for cast, because we have two consonants there, we use a short A. That rule doesn't always work, but it will help you with most of your new words. So this system still affects how people treat each other. The article says, people think those of a high caste are better than those of a low caste. So people of a higher level, we could say, are better than people of a lower level.
没有错。文章中里面说到，人们认为来自高阶级地位的人比那些来自低阶级地位的人还要优越。这其实就是印度种姓制度的用意，将社会里面所有的人分成不同的阶级。
Yet everyone is the same at Holly. And here we could also say that everyone is equal at Holly or everyone is treated equally. So now we see why equality is so important during Holi.
Yeah, 没有错。因为呢，平时在印度的时候，人们都会因为种姓制度而无法被平等的对待。所以文章中里面就说到了，但是在 Holi 节的时候，每个人都是平等的。那同学们这边要注意的是，这句话中的 yet 是表示但是的用法，有一种转折语义的用法。Yet 还有其他的意思，像是仍然啊、然而都是。
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all the time we have today to talk about holly, but I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of looking forward to knowing what they actually do during holly.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to find that out tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But we do have time for a quick game, though, so join us now for our review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, Ignis, I've got a good game for us to try out today to test your vocab skills, what words you've learned today. No pressure.
Okay.
So what we're going to be doing is playing a game called Categories. And basically, I'm going to say some words which are related to some of the word power words we had in today's article. So, for example, I could say...flour, dust, sugar, and paint. And for this one, you would have to guess what is the word, the vocab word from today's article that is related to all of these. So flour, dust, sugar, and paint are all things that can be powder, for example. So here's a tricky one for you. Pizza, birthday cake, time, and work. What makes all of those things similar?
Wow, it's a difficult one. Pizza and birthday cake, that's something we can eat. But time and work, I think...
Can't eat time.
Yeah. Ideally, when we have a pizza in the room, we hope to get one piece of pizza and we can share it. Equally.
Yes, exactly. If we're sharing it, we share it equally, like we saw in our example sentence. So you guys can play around with the last two words now. Remember, we also had mark and usually. So maybe for mark, what are some things that we can mark? We can mark a piece of paper. What else could we mark?
Okay, we can mark somebody just get 1 year older.
Exactly, a birthday. Celebrate a birthday, mark a birthday. Think of some words now. Maybe write it down on a piece of paper.Do a little brainstorm and play the game with your classmates. We will join you tomorrow for more information about holly, so don't stay away for too long. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Holly, the brightest way to celebrate spring.
It's the start of spring, and around the world, people are celebrating holly. During this festival...People throw colored powder into the air. They throw it at each other, too. This Hindu festival started thousands of years ago. It marks the beginning of the harvest season. However, it is special in another way, too. During Holi, all the people in India join together and are treated equally. Usually,This is not the case because of India's caste system. People think those of a high caste are better than those of a low caste. Yet everyone is the same at Holi.
Word power!
Powder. Powder. I put my clothes into the washing machine and put in some washing powder. I put my clothes into the washing machine and put in some washing powder. Mark. Mark. A full moon marks the last day of Chinese New Year. A full moon marks the last day of Chinese New Year.To mark 50 years in business, the store had a big sale. To mark 50 years in business, the store had a big sale. Equally, equally. Annie treated the children equally by giving them the same amount of pizza.Annie treated the children equally by giving them the same amount of pizza. Usually, usually. My father usually comes home from work at 7 p.m., but sometimes he comes home later. My father usually comes home from work at 7 p.m.,
but sometimes he comes home later.
认识字汇
Colored Harvest Caste System Caste